Matcha powder and hojicha powder are very different, and in this video, we're going to see why. Even though both of these teas can be used to make delicious lattes, only matcha is intended to be drunk plain, and that's thanks to its unique cultivation and production. Let's compare these two tea powders side by side and see what makes matcha so special. Okay, so what we have here is two different types of tea powder. On the right, we have the matcha, and on the left, we have the hojicha powder. So we're going to take this opportunity to compare these two and see what makes them alike and what makes them different. So the most obvious thing to say is that both of these are similar because they're both powdered tea leaves. But what makes them different is the production process. So what you'll notice right away is the difference in color. So the hojicha powder is this dark brown color and the matcha powder is this beautiful jade green color. So hojicha, as you may know, is a roasted green tea. During the roasting process, the tea leaves become brown in color. They shift from like a light green color to a light to dark brown color. The flavor loses all these kind of these steamed vegetable and grassy notes, and it takes on more of these warmer chocolate, coffee, and caramel flavor profiles. So right away we have at least one difference between these two teas, and that is that the hojicha powder is roasted and the matcha powder is unroasted. But what's much more interesting is the production that's involved to produce matcha. So what we're going to talk about today is all the steps that are used to make matcha powder taste great plain. So both these powder teas can be used in lattes. We have the hojicha latte that we've been playing around with lately, which is a really delicious combination of hojicha powder and a type of milk and some sweetener, and it makes something that tastes almost like a hot chocolate. It's got that kind of roasted chocolatey flavor to it. And then of course we have the matcha latte, which needs no introduction. It's a very popular drink all around the world. So both of these powders can be used to make different types of green tea lattes. But only the matcha powder is really meant to be consumed on its own. So this you can either make in a latte, but the much more traditional way to enjoy it is how they do in the Japanese tea ceremony, where the powder is mixed directly into water and it's whisked up in, with this whisk right here, the chasen, the bamboo tea whisk. And in order to make matcha powder taste good plain, there are a number of different steps that go into the production process. So if you were to take a regular green tea and powder it up and mix it into water like you would with matcha, the flavor is going to be incredibly bitter. And hopefully we're going to try and demonstrate that today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take some hojicha powder, put it into a bowl here, and I'm going to mix it up as if I were a matcha. So first what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in just a tiny bit of water. And smooth it out into a paste. So this is going to help me get rid of a lot of the clumps. And this is what I would do if I were making a bowl of ceremonial grade matcha. And then what I'm going to do is add the rest of the water. And then what I'm going to try to do is whisk it up and create a foam on top. So you see a little light foam is appearing on the top. So already it doesn't look that much different than a bowl of matcha, other than the fact that it's dark brown, and normally matcha is kind of this light jade green color. Add a tiny bit more water. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and pour this out. Now we're gonna try the same thing with the matcha. Put the matcha powder into the bowl. I'm using the Henta matcha for this. Put in a tiny bit of water, just enough to make the paste. Smooth out the clumps. And this is an optional step. You can add it in if you want. I really like to make sure I get rid of all these clumps. And make sure the matcha is mixing evenly. And what you'll start to notice in this step is, if you just give the bowl a smell, there's this incredible aroma coming off of the powder mixing with the water. still have some clumps in there. And if you really want to get rid of the clumps, you should definitely sift the matcha powder beforehand. But I'm just doing a basic comparison here. I'm not trying to make the best bowl of matcha in the world. But if I were just drinking it normally, I would definitely sift it out, because you do get these clumps. So the leaf to water ratio here is 2 grams of matcha powder. I'm using the matcha sample pack that comes in our matcha sampler for the Henta matcha, and about 100 milliliters of water. So I'm gonna go ahead and pour this out. So we have about the same amount of liquid in each one. And I'm gonna go ahead and do a quick taste comparison of these two. And I really wanna illustrate the point that matcha really is a special tea. So it's not just powdered green tea leaves. There really is a process that needs to be followed. Otherwise, the tea is going to taste very bitter. So here we have the two different teas here. You can see obviously very different colors. This one's a bright jade green, and this one's a dark brown color. They really could not be more different. So let's go ahead and try the matcha first. Yeah, it's very smooth, creamy. A little bit vegetal, obviously. You have this kind of strong steamed vegetable flavor, but it's very milky, slightly floral. Very good. And then let's try the hojicha. Yeah. So it's definitely not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it does taste like almost like instant coffee kind of. Not as bad as I thought, and I think it's because of the roasting process, but still, this is not something that I would recommend drinking plain. It's quite bitter. It kind of has, like a taste of kind of if you were to make some coffee and just kind of leave it out, which is kind of like got that the flavor of like a not so good cup of coffee. So this works really well when you mix it with oat milk. And this would work well if you mix it with milk as well. But only the matcha is good to drink plain. And the reason for this is because, not just from the roasting process, but also the selection of the tea itself. So in order to be considered a premium ceremonial grade matcha, the farmer first needs to shade the tea plant for 3 weeks before the harvest. And what this does is actually alters the chemical structure, the chemical composition of the tea leaf. It allows the tea leaf to maintain more of its theanine, which is kind of that sweet and savory flavor you get from a tea, and it minimizes the production of catechins, which is that bitter flavor that you get in a tea. Then the farmer's only going to select the top 3 leaves of the tea plant. So these are the highest in nutrients, these are the smoothest and sweetest in flavor. So this improves the flavor even further. And then the farmer's actually going to remove the stems. So the stems are removed, and what's left over is called tencha. It's shaded, long shaded young tea leaves without the stems. This is almost never drunk plain. It's turned into matcha by grinding. So these tencha leaves are added into kind of like a hopper, and then it's ground into a fine powder in a large stone mill. And the reason all these steps are taken is that so you can get this tea that's smooth enough to drink plain. So you don't need to add milk or sugar to this. You can drink it on its own. It also does work well in a latte, as long as you have a strong matcha where you can get the flavor through the milk. So both of these work great in a latte, but I would only recommend to drink the matcha plain, because when you powder a tea, you're really kind of concentrating that flavor. And if there's any bitterness, that's going to be magnified as well. So the takeaway here is that matcha goes through a very long and labor-intensive production process so that you can drink it plain without milk or sugar. And hojicha, the hojicha powder, does not go through the same process. It can be made from older tea leaves. It can be made from the stems. It's made from unshaded tea plants. So it's not designed to be drunk plain. It's designed to be mixed with milk and sugar and create a hojicha latte. That being said, this is not as bad as I thought. If you're a fan of the flavors that you might get from a coffee, maybe you'd be into this. But for most tea drinkers, I think this is not what you want to be drinking. So this is not a reason to not drink the hojicha powder. Just make sure that you mix it with milk and sugar. You can also use it in recipes and stuff. So hojicha cookies, things like that. And then the matcha, the ceremonial grade matcha, you can drink plain, you can mix it into lattes, you can do just about anything you want with it. So I hope you all found this helpful, explaining the differences between matcha powder and hojicha powder. If you have any questions about either of these teas, you can leave those in the comments below. And if you want to support this channel, it would really mean a lot to us if you could pick up some hojicha powder, make some great hojicha lattes at home, and also some matcha as well. But also, you can leave a like, you can leave a comment. Anything will help us out as we are on our quest to bring more people into the world of premium Japanese green tea. So thank you all so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.